What's up, guys? Hope you guys are doing super well. Hope you guys are off to a fantastic holiday season. This is your host, Cam Wilde, for the 9th episode of the FIFO Fit podcast show, dropping here on Christmas Eve. Before we dive into the episode, which is the 7 hacks or 7 tips to survive the holiday season, I do want to give a shout out to you guys and everyone who has been following and listening to the FIFO Fit show for the last couple of months. I just want to say it's been an amazing experience so far. I appreciate your feedback, your comments, and that you're sharing this message with your mates on site and families back at home. It means the world to me. And in order for us to, you know, really change the culture on FIFO and have you guys have an amazing experience both on R&R and on site, this is the stepping stone to be able to make that happen. So I really appreciate you guys. Appreciate your support. With that being said, I just want to make a special mention to those of you who will be on site and working over the Christmas period, whether that's Christmas or New Year's. A lot of respect to you guys hustling and making that happen. And also for the guys who have been working throughout the Christmas period and happen to be home over the Christmas period, a lot of respect for you guys as well too. So with that being said, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, and I'll be seeing you guys in the next year. The weather's getting a little bit warmer. There's a lot of events that we've got coming up. Not about avoiding these events, more about kind of mitigating the damage and doing our best to have this maintain this balance between results and staying on track with our results, but also at the same time making sure that we're enjoying ourselves along the process as well. So, first thing that we want to do is you really have to get clear and set clear goals and outcomes for yourself. So then you're able to make better distinctions when it comes to the events that you've got coming up. And I know that every time I go to an event, it's gonna throw me off and throw my results back a little bit. Is it worth it going to this event? Do I really need to go? And if I do, how much alcohol am I gonna drink? And that's gonna really help you to plan and prepare around that. So obviously this is a huge topic, but it is the most important one. Get really clear on your goals and outcomes, and this is gonna help to better prepare yourself to make the right decisions when, you know, these events and things like that just pop up seemingly out of nowhere. Number two, we're going to an event. We've got something going on. The first thing that you want to do, guys, is you want to train in the morning. Always train in the morning on the day. If you're going to be drinking on the day, you don't want to be doing any muscle destroying workouts because the alcohol is actually going to really slow down the recovery process. So if you're going to drink, train in the AM and do more higher reps, lower weight, just go there to get the blood pumping and get your body moving type deal. But if you're not going to be drinking, then of course you can smash out a great workout and you know, continue on as per normal. The reason this is so important if you're going to an event, guys, is because it's going to create that caloric deficit, right? It's going to actually get the blood flowing. It's actually going to, you know, use some energy so that if you are going to be eating things at the event that are kind of outside what you, you know, want to be doing and normally would be eating, this is going to mitigate some of the damage for doing that. So really, really important. Get up and train early in the morning so that you can get it out of the way rather than, like, even if you train in the afternoons, chances are the event's going to be later in the day and chances are that, you know, you'll find a reason to not go. Train in the morning. Number three is eat before you go. So prior to the event or whenever it is or whatever it is that you have going on, eat a solid meal before you go. This is going to keep you full and it's going to help you to make better decisions when you're there. So if you eat a full meal, you are in control of what you're actually eating there. So you can get the right kind of foods in and all that kind of stuff, and it's going to keep you satiated for a lot longer. So if there's lots of finger foods and things like that, it means that you're less likely to be picking those things up and eating them, thus, you know, having us work further away from our goal. So if you eat before you go, you're going to be a lot more prepared, and at least you're going to survive the next 2 to 3 hours at least without picking little things up, and you're going to be making better decisions for yourself too and still enjoying yourself as well. Number four, not really a recommendation. I'm not saying drink, like straight up drink hard liquor, but if you are going to be drinking, the preference would be to be drinking spirits or hard liquor, right? And have them, if you can, without chasers, right? We just want to limit the amount of calories and things like that we're getting. And drinking calories is like the easiest way to get a whole heap of calories in that you don't want. So work towards having the hard liquor. This way you can get drunker faster. You're just going to get the effects of the alcohol rather than these other components, right? Number five is stay hydrated. So, so important. The number one cause of muscle fatigue is muscle dehydration. So the reason you feel shit the next day because you're actually dehydrated. So one thing you can do and one thing that I always do is have a one-to-one ratio. If I'm out drinking, I'll drink my spirit, whatever it may be. It might be vodka or
scotch or whatever it is I'm drinking. I love sake as well, but I have a one-to-one ratio. So I'll drink my drink and then I'll have a drink of water, right? This isn't gonna stop me from getting drunk. I can still get drunk off of that as well, but it's gonna keep me hydrated. Yes, I'm gonna be using the bathroom a lot more, but it just means I'm gonna recover a lot more effectively the next day and not feel like shit. So I can actually still get the job done and actually, you know, go out throughout the next day. And even if I needed to train the next day, you know, I could maybe, there's possibility for me to have a chance to train in that afternoon as well. So when you get home from the event, assuming that it's at night or whatever, smash water. Just drink as much water as you can. If you have electrolytes, drink electrolytes with that as well. It's gonna help hydrate you faster. If you've really done some damage, you can go pick up from the store, from the chemist or something like that, put it in your water bottle and drink that before you go to bed. I always make an effort if I have been out drinking to drink as much water as I can before I go to bed, so that when I wake up in the morning, I'm a lot more hydrated and I can actually function as a human being. So really, really important. Number six, if you're really committed and you know it's an event that you absolutely have to go to or you really want to go to, but also at the same time, you really don't want to do any damage and you want to make sure that you stay on track. Number six, pack your own meals. Really, really important. I did this for an extended period of time when I was competing years ago. But if you really want to kind of dial it down, it can be like one or two. You guys know how to pack your own meals, right? Do that. Number seven, last of all, guys, is never miss a Monday. This is so, so important. The whole process of health and fitness, guys, it's a marathon. You've heard me say that before, but consistency over a long period of time. We're not just doing this for a month or 3 months or 6 months. We're doing it for the rest of our lives, right? Like no one goes to the gym to bust their ass off to look good for a day or a week or a month, right? We're doing it to look great, feel great, have the energy, you know, for the rest of our lives, for the most part, right? You are going to fall off the bandwagon at times. This is just going to happen. It's probably happened to you before. It's happened to me before. It happens to me, you know, I wouldn't say frequently, but time and time again. It happens to everyone, right? So it's not a matter of never falling off the bandwagon. It's about how fast you can get back on. And one thing helped me to, it's been a phenomenal habit for me, is to never miss a Monday. Even if I've been overseas or if I've been, you know, I've had a big weekend or whatever it may be, the first time that you have the ability to go and train, even if you're feeling like shit, get into the gym and get back into your routine straight away. This is so, so important because once you do that, you know, even if you're gonna vomit at the gym or whatever, you'll fall back into your routine, and then the next day you can kind of get stuck back into it again, and it just rolls on from there. So many people will have a big weekend or a big event or whatever, they'll miss a Monday, and then they'll miss Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they'll be like, oh, no point doing this week, I'll start again next week, And it just rinses and repeats, Never miss the first session back. This is an absolutely critical one. Again, it's not about never falling off the bandwagon. We're all going to at some point, and you know, it's not just gonna happen once, it's gonna happen throughout your life. It's about how quickly can we get back on the bandwagon to keep up the consistency and get some great results. That is all. That is the seven simple steps to survive the silly season. Hope you guys enjoyed that. If you guys have any questions, please leave them in the comments below. My name's Cam.